Schenectady police continue to investigate the shooting of a city man during a confrontation with officers that was live streamed on Facebook.
Breaking news. It is going down in Schenectady. We have Schenectady's finest out, and they could possibly be looking for a suspect. I do know that guns were drawn.
Robert Van Outlaw Jr., whose smartphone delivered the Facebook video for the world to see, told WTEN-TV that he was heading down Mumford Street on the way to a church meeting just before 10 on Monday morning when he noticed police gathering on the other side of the street. Outlaw witnessed officers answering a call about an alleged domestic dispute at 535 Mumford Street. Schenectady Police Chief Eric Clifford.
It was reported that the incident was physical in nature and that a female was being choked. Upon arrival, a female is heard screaming for help. As officers surrounded the building, they observed the perpetrator throw a bag from a window into a vacant building next door to where they were.
Shortly after, the confrontation heated up between the suspect, 23-year-old parolee Anthony Logan, and police. Logan stood on a second-floor balcony talking with officers on the sidewalk below. Chief Clifford says Logan claimed multiple times to be in possession of a gun and refused to show his hands. Then,
I don't know what he reached down for, though, but that hand below the balcony
pointed an unidentified object at officers, prompting a response.
Oh, my God. Bruh. He hit.
He was shot twice. Once in the shoulder, once in the hip.
Logan collapsed on the balcony. Chief Clifford is glad the incident was recorded on Facebook.
It's very fortunate. We are happy to have it. And it reinforces the benefit of having cameras on the streets and possibly on police officers. It's just, it's a piece of evidence that's invaluable.
Logan survived, and after authorities confirmed the house was safe to enter, he was removed, transported, and rushed into surgery at Albany Medical Center, where he continues to recover.
The last I knew, he was in stable condition in the hospital.
Investigators determined Logan was unarmed when he was taken down. When officers recovered and searched the bag, they found ammunition and a loaded sawed-off rifle, spray-painted red to look like a toy gun. Clifford believes the shooting was justified and says he stands behind the officers involved.
After a thorough search of the property and surrounding property, no gun was recovered other than the one thrown by Mr. Logan prior to him being shot. That being said, the investigation and the circumstances surrounding the use of force is still ongoing and not complete. Multiple witnesses to this incident interviewed stated to officers that they believed to see a gun in Mr. Logan's hands.
Sergeant Matt Deering says charges against Logan were expected to be filed Thursday. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.